We're still tracking that developing story that we've been reporting all morning long out of Southern Utah University in Cedar City, where the school went on lockdown with reports of potentially shots fired in the College of Science buildings. Good news there is that the buildings have been cleared. The school has kept us up to date, kept the whole community up to date, as well as saying that they've confirmed that no shots were fired. And we're not aware of, any new developments since they last posted that about an hour ago. However, unless you're, Dave, you look like you're on the side over there. Have they posted any new emergency alerts?
No, the latest one was updated maybe 15 minutes ago saying buildings are still being searched and cleared by law enforcement.
We do know that the Iron County School District also lifted the lockdown in the community for other surrounding public schools from elementary to high school as well in the last hour. Want to let you know that our producers behind the scenes working feverishly to bring us a live news conference that we expect to happen with Southern Utah University in about 10 minutes from now. So hope to learn a lot more about what happened down there today. They actually at one point put out a full description of somebody that they asked the faculty and also students to be on the lookout for. We don't know whatever became of that. So lots of questions there. SUU has been, I think, from this perspective, very vigilant about getting information out, and they will continue to feed us information during that news conference in about the next 10 minutes. For now, though, we want to turn our attention to the national debt. And a few minutes ago, I said, I don't even know if I can sort through this debt clock, but it's like $34,645,339,000,000. And the crazy thing is that it's moving so quickly. Man, if this had been a slot machine, I would have felt like I won the...
it's one of those progressive slots.
It's insane. Yeah. We just flipped over. I mean, it's just growing and growing and growing by the second.
And the interest that we're having to pay on this national debt is quickly approaching nearly $1 trillion a year.
Same.
Like, let that settle in. That's $1 trillion that is not going into programs or into taxes or tax cuts, whatever it might be. It's become monumental. And you hear politicians talk about this so often. So I'm excited to hear what Senate candidate Brad Wilson has to say about this, former Speaker of the House here in Utah. If you don't mind, I'd like to narrow our conversation down a little bit, because I've heard you speak about this often, about the national debt, the crisis. What I wonder, though, is, okay, well, how do we address it? How do we fix it?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And I will just tell you, first of all, that in St. George today, it's 70 degrees and there's not a cloud in the sky. It's beautiful down here. So
it looks pretty good up here, too.
Yeah, campaigning down here today.
Oh, good.
Well, isn't it a shame? Isn't it a shame that we now have a national debt that is $34.5 trillion? For every man, woman, and child in America, our share of that's over $100,000 each. And it needs to be tackled. And the first thing that has to happen is spending has to be put under control. You know, in Utah, we didn't just balance our budget every year, but for the last 4 years, we've balanced our budget and cut taxes. And when you are fiscally healthy, you can do those kinds of things. But because of the out-of-control spending in Washington, because they don't have a requirement to balance their budget, they don't. And we've seen this. And there's just no discipline back there. And the honest truth is, everything in Washington needs to be on the chopping block in terms of cuts. Every department, everything we spend money on needs to be reduced. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to resolve this problem.
Senate candidate Brad Wilson, live on the line with us right now. We're talking specifically about the national debt. It's gotten so out of control. There's been just so much media coverage on this. And I feel like it's a family budget as well. I mean, like, that's how we do our family budget, right? We put everything on the table and everybody has to take a look at what we're spending money on and say, okay, I'm willing to cut this much from my spending. And it's a negotiation. But where do you start with that? Because I'm hearing people who are collecting Social Security right now in my head and saying, well, no, not Social Security. Well, no, Medicare, not Medicaid. Where do we begin?
Well, you know, we can't begin by cutting benefits to people that are already retired on Social Security. That has to be off. And those that are within just a few years of retiring, that has to be off the table too. But you are right, Amanda. No, you're not Amanda Deb, sorry.
I want to be Amanda. Are, every morning I want to be Amanda. When I listen to Amanda's voice on the radio, I want to be Amanda Dixon. But go ahead. I'm Deb to you. You can call me Deb.
She has to get up earlier than you. I know. But you brought up Medicaid. You know, while I was Speaker of the House, I'll bet you we submitted 6 to 8 waivers for Medicaid so that the state of Utah could spend that money more wisely, get better outcomes, and spend less taxpayer dollars. And they're always denied by the federal government. Giving the states more influence and control over this money, you would see dramatic cuts in spending and better results. I mean, I'll give you a small example. There's a welfare program called TANF. It's a program that people get a check every week that are low income. I passed a bill when I was a lawmaker that those individuals have to pass a drug test and they have to go get a job application done every week. People in Utah on that program are on it half the length of time the national average is. Common sense solutions like that that we have in Utah just need to be applied to the rest of the country, and you could quickly get a lot of this spending under control.
Once you, I guess that's such a big if, is once you get the spending under control, let's just say hypothetically we're able to stop spending, then what happens? We're still $35 trillion in debt. I guess the question is, you love tax cuts. You have a huge record of tax cuts. Would you be willing to even increase taxes to help pay off some of that debt?
You know, what's interesting is you can see almost a direct correlation in Utah between tax cuts here and our economy growing at a record amount. And it's because people want to live in Utah, businesses want to locate in Utah, they want to grow their employer bases in Utah. And I believe actually that the worst thing you could do in this country in terms of sparking economic prosperity is raise taxes, but you could do what we did in Utah. It was just over a decade ago that we were almost 90% of our constitutional debt limit in Utah. The state is now about 20% of its constitutional debt limit in Utah. We have some of the lowest debt in the country, and it's just because we focused on growing the economy, keeping government small, and then paying down our debts quickly. And that's the kind of discipline that we need in Washington. But I honestly think the folks back there, they don't understand the basic premise of that, given how much spending they're doing every year.
They love their deficit spending, no question. I keep wanting to say former House Speaker. You are the former House Speaker, Brad Wilson, but now the Senate candidate. Thank you so much for joining us for this very specific and focused conversation. Thank you for talking about the national debt.
Yeah, appreciate it. Enjoy St. George. Say hi to my friends down there. They've been enticing me to get down there in this great weather down in St. George. So good to talk to you once again. Former House Speaker Brad Wilson live on the line. He's told us in the past to call him Brad. I never feel comfortable just like cutting past
the titles. Hard to break a habit.
Next, we got the phone lines working. If you were with us an hour ago, you know we were struggling just a bit with that. So we either expect to have a live news conference wired in to studio any minute from SUU. And if that press conference is delayed just because they've been dealing with so much down there this morning regarding that what we thought was an active shooter threat turns out that there were no shots fired and they are still clearing the buildings down there in Cedar City. So if that news conference happens in the next few minutes, we'll take you live. We're also going to get looking forward to getting DWR live on the line regarding a shooting of a bald eagle in the Cedar City area and the fines that come with shooting bald eagles and other birds next.